Herbert said he'd put his dick in, and he's not even gay, but we'll do it to teach you a lesson. Slow down, is the post office.
You're not the first young buck who's been fucked in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you won't be the last. And I got news for you. When you feel the need to, like, be efficient and shit like that, and someone shits on your desire to do so and tells you to slow down, pace yourself, and breaks your fucking spirit, then as a postman, you're entitled to go out and shoot people.
Yeah, exactly.
So take it out on them, not us. We're your brothers here in the post office, and your brothers are telling you to slow the fuck down or get ass fucked. Could have been that.
Yeah.
Or it could have been, somebody could have been like, hey, slow down. He was like, all right, I'm sorry. And just did for the next 30 years.
Sorry, me.
Yeah, you got me. Or somebody might have been like, hey, slow. And he was like, you know, I was just thinking that. Let's all slow down. He's like, what am I fucking thinking
He's
about?
Like, you guys have written the book and I'm reading it.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, you got been, how long you been here? You're a master. I'm going to fucking do what you say. But anyway. Yeah, I'm not saying, hey, I'm not trying to limit her and say,
no,
don't shoot high, but I'm trying to say there's nothing wrong with not doing something high profile.
Everyone, people's estimation of what something is.
Yes, also, yes. I mean, it's just, this is what I want to impart to her. Like, dad got lucky and got a great fucking job, but it doesn't cure cancer. It's not the be-all, end-all. It just, he got fucking lucky. I don't know how else to say it. He got hit. He got beat with the lucky stick. The lucky stick and the fat, lazy stick. He got beat with three sticks. Well, two. Lucky and fat and lazy was one stick. But the lucky stick just means, like, yeah, I'm blessed in as much as I do something that I enjoy to do for a living. People pay me handsomely to do it.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case. In fact, that's rare that somebody gives you money to do something you enjoy doing. We can strive for that, but, like, you know, I'm trying to impart to my kid, it doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
You know, there are fucking a bunch of people that you and I made films with. Not with, but peers who, like, were at the first independent feature film market or even at Sundance. And I can reel off five movie titles right now, and I could probably still remember the names of the filmmakers, and I would say, shit, 98-99% of the audience would be like, who are they? But at that time, you know, that was our class. That was all the people that...
There's a small window. There's a smaller door that lets people in, you know, which is part of the reason why it's so high profile.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everybody, you know, could do it,
it's like
everyone
Gretzky,
could excel at it.
Gretzky once said, you wish everyone could win the Stanley Cup so they can know what it feels like. But what makes it the Stanley Cup is that not everyone...
Exactly.
Can lift it. Can
sports, you know, and like a lot of that stuff is like people excel at something. And it's like, you know, sports, especially to me, is like, that's definitely one of those things where you sit there with, it's like, you can't sit there and tell you want to be, you can be anything you want. It's like, I'm too, but you know, I was never, I like, if I wanted to be a basketball player, I was not good at basketball. That was not the sport. I don't think, I mean, I was pretty good at soccer, but I still know that I was just like, I was good enough to do well, but I was never good enough to like I tried out for the Canadian, the Canadian team.
Okay.
At like 17 or 18, a bunch of us went to these.
It's Canadian, what, youth hockey? It's kind of like hockey where there's like, you know, junior B and shit like that. Different divisions you could play in.
Well, this was sort of like a preamble to the Olympic team.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, this is like junior divisions and shit.